harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 84. As I'm sure is clear by now, I'm personally very interested in recipes that are gluten-free or lower carb. This is super easy to achieve with meals made up of meat, fruits, and vegetables, but can seem very daunting when it comes to baked goods. Fortunately, there are some recipes that are so good it's really hard to tell that there's anything missing from it, and this is one of them. This is my version of a recipe I found on healthyrecipeblogs.com, and it is both gluten-free and can be lower carb if you so desire, because of the use of almond flour. I think almond flour is my personal favorite for gluten-free recipes. It has a high fat content and does not soak up a ton of liquid, so usually the final result is moister than things I make with coconut or rice flour. It also has the potential to actually crisp up, and I've made some killer cookie recipes with it. My other favorite ingredient for baked goods is monk fruit powder. Monk fruit is in the gourd family and is found in China and Thailand. The extract of the fruit contains a substance called mogricides, which provides a sensation of sweetness at least 250 times stronger than sugar, a similar concept to stevia. You can find monk fruit in liquid and powder forms. I personally use a pure powder form, as there are versions that are mixed with sugar, erythritol, and other sweeteners. We will also be harnessing the natural sweetness of bananas in this recipe. You'll need 3 extra ripe bananas, 3 eggs, 2 cups of almond flour, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon of cloves, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, as well as 3 teaspoons of baking powder, and then, if you'd like to include them, which I do, chocolate chips, walnuts, or pecans. And then, of course, you'll need some monk fruit powder. I use about 1 to 2 teaspoons in this recipe. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Mash your bananas until they are nice and smooth. I like to use a blender for this part. Then mix in the eggs and vanilla extract. In a second bowl, thoroughly mix all of your dry ingredients except for the chocolate chips or nuts. We want to make sure that the spices and baking powder are as well distributed as possible. Mix the dry and wet ingredients together completely and then fold in your chocolate chips or nuts. Distribute evenly between a lined muffin tin. You could also make this into a loaf, but I prefer muffins for the moistness. Bake for 20 to 30 minutes, and they are done when you can insert a toothpick and remove it clean. These recipes can be found online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you would like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tankway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh.